You have said, my most precious, that Satyam first invites people and then they invite Satyam. How do you realize the divine invitation from Satyam?
The stirring that you feel in your heart, whether out of frustration, pain, suffering, or joy, or extraordinary drama or trauma in your life, when you are tired, when you are looking for something out, for freedom, for peace, that's when there is invitation. Invitation does not come in a golden envelope. Normally it comes in a very, very frustrating shape. And then, when you come face to face with what you hear to be the truth, you might be completely and utterly dedicated and give all your priority and your love to it for that ultimate freedom.
Some people receive that, as you said, hear that and go forward with it. Why some people receive it but they don't pay attention or they don't keep it?
They haven't suffered enough.
My dear, you have mentioned you want to write a book about the hardship of this path. None has gone through such hardship, you said. Can you tell us about some of the hardships that you have gone through?
To eliminate the body consciousness and the ego is a very, very painful journey, because the ego or the self that is identified with the mind and the body always wants to survive, always wants to judge, always wants to be secure and comfortable. And there is none of those in this path, because until we get rid of everything we stood on, everything we believed, everything we thought was security, there is no opening for the self to come forth, to let go of the family, to let go of, to sacrifice to the highest, to face the fear and self-doubt, to face death, to face everything that we fear to face. That's what makes it hard. And yet, it gives such an unbelievable calling, an unbelievable taste, that it makes the aspirant, the sincere and honest aspirant, to not give up.
My Nazanin, you have said, whoever wants can come and see me. Wherever it is needed, I will be there. That is up to your needs. Were you talking about coming to you physically or from within?
Either way, but when they are ready, they will hear the truth. That's what it's meant. They will hear the Satyam or the truth. When they are not ready, they might have enough merit to hear it, but that hearing will be kept away from their understanding until they ripen.
What is the home of heart? How do you find home? I know this is a very a general question, but please let us know in one statement.
Heart is in a state of being. When you're staying in the state of being without being this or that, when there is no title left, in other words, the heart is without the mind, or the mind that is already descended and had become one with the heart. The heart is only symbolic to say that without a movement, ever present, never changing. Once you descend to the area that the changes are less and less, you have descended to the depth of yourself.
Did that answer how I feel when I'm home?
Unmistakably, you know when you're home. When you don't need to strive for security, you don't need to strive for fulfillment, you have no need of any more gymnastic of the mind, you're just content without any reason or cause or beginning or end.
Azizidilam, in oneness you cannot control giver and receiver, you said once. What do you mean by that?
In oneness you cannot control the giver and receiver, because there is no receiver and no giver, only a player. At that time, you watch the play take place and know that there is only a play, and you can be involved in it, loving it, enjoying it without being touched by it.